Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are, Sunday morning. Morning Connection podcast number 98. 98 days in a row I've connected with you in this manner, this Morning Connection podcast. I appreciate you listening. I really applaud you for taking the time to invest in yourself, personal development, personal power, listening to this podcast, stimulating thought, which will create more effective, more consistent action towards getting what you really want in life and really taking the time to figure out what it is you really, really want and then going backwards to make sure if you're on track to actually make that happen. You're one of the very few. I threw out that number that out of 10 people, there's one person out of 10 who's truly happy at the most. There's one person out of 10 who is really taking action, taking responsibility, really taking the hard look at himself to make sure that whether it feels good in the short term or not, they're taking the steps to improve themselves, to do whatever it takes. They're willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how challenging it is, physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, because they want to succeed. They want to find that happiness that I talk about so badly. You, by listening to this podcast, these are the qualities, characteristics, and actions of a person who is in that one. And I applaud you for that. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me with so many experts and gurus out there, so many different opinions. You know, I show up for you every single day for the last 98 days for this Morning Connection podcast. And I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to me with so many people out there. I will not let you down. As you know, by following this podcast, this is coming from my heart, from my soul, my gut. You know, right, wrong, indifferent, whether, you know, I have all these views on life, you know, I'm going to constantly evolve, right? I want to get better and better and better. And the way that I think and take action, you know, it's taken me to a certain level in my life. But I realize that magnificently fulfilling and successful level on every facet of life that I really want, physically, mentally, emotionally, relationship-wise, financially, all those things, then even with these positive thoughts and actions that I'm sharing with you now, I'm going to have to crank it up to a higher level. I'm going through this journey, through this challenge, this game of life, just like you. And I'm not sitting back saying, hey, this is the way that it should be. I do know that through pushing myself for so many years, you've heard all the stories, the 17-year-old kid in front of the full-packed church wondering, what the hell am I doing here? I should be having fun. Or the 19-year-old kid with his cheap suit who's presenting to the old folks home thinking, why the hell am I doing here? Why aren't I having fun? You know, to whatever it took for me to win the bodybuilding champions. Heck, whatever it took for me to get up every single day over the 98 days and believe in myself that I had something to share with you, right? Pushing myself in that manner has led to a lot of successes to a certain level. It's also led to a lot of failures, a lot of pain, a lot of heartache, and all those things that I'm sharing with you. At the same time, I know that I have got to continually evolve. At the same time, I think I've got some things for you to think about. Here's the thing, too, the lag time. You know, as I go through my top 10 list of the best lessons in life that I've learned, and here we are today with lesson number 3, you know, there's so many more things. So I've got 3, 2, and 1 to get to the top 10. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, that would be a great lesson. That's a great lesson. That's a great lesson. Hell, you can go through my top 10, and within each lesson, there are sub-lessons. You know, I can go on and on with the best lessons that I've learned. But I have to narrow it down. And so, you know, I'm constantly learning. There's so many lessons. There's so many more lessons that I'll learn. But I will say this, there is lag time, and that's what I want to talk about. I could have added in my top 10 about the lag time that it takes in life, where you know this stuff, you pound this stuff into your head. You little by little take action. You get better and better. And the actual results that you want, it may come years later. You know, it may come years later. I have my one-on-one coaching. Actually, today is Sunday, and this is another one of those times where, you know, I've got a half an hour to talk to you this morning, and then I jump on my one-on-one coaching that I do on Sundays. If you're interested in that, go to skiplacour.com, go to coaching, go under weekly coaching, talk to really highly motivated individuals, both inside and outside the gym. And by the way, 20% of my one-on-one coaching clients are guys who want to take their bodybuilding and training to the next level. That's their primary focus. 80% like this stuff that I'm talking about. They know where this stuff in this Morning Connection podcast that I talk about, that's what they need to apply to their life. They're already successful in many areas. Many of them are. It's man-formation coaching that they want. So we talk each week for 30 minutes at the same time on the same day, and I do it for 3, 6, and 12-month period of time. Now, what's great about this is I have this recording system where each session is recorded. It's delivered to my student, my client, and I really insist that they have this folder and they date every podcasted session. So, you know, they've got 3 months or 6 months or 12 months worth of these lessons, our interaction back and forth, where they can listen to years from now, months from now, because you evolve to a higher level. Like I talked about at the beginning of this podcast, you know, as you progress, you're never there, and then you want to take it to higher and higher levels. And the same strategies, the same stimulating thought that it took you to get to this level, when you're at the higher level, that same stimulating thought can get you to take action, go to the next level, right? So we have these recordings that they have, very valuable. Well, you know, I've had coaching in the past. I've talked about where, you know, I most recently got one of my recordings from 5 years ago, right? And I it was like bittersweet for me. I saw the positive and some things that caused me to take more aggressive action. The positive things were I talked about being in a great relationship, being married, starting Mass Machine Nutrition. A lot of things like that is what I talked about in this session, right? And those big, giant goals have happened in those 5 years, right? But there was a lot of other things that I talked about that, you know, I'm nibbling at it. And I thought, wow, I can work more aggressively. And hearing that from 5 years ago, it really stimulated, made me proud of what I have accomplished, because those were some big things that I need to get my mind right about. But there is also some things that I've just been nibbling about, and I need to take more consistent action. I've got to do things to focus on those things. But the conversation, it was really valuable to have it 5 years later. I learned a lot. The point that I want to bring up, though, is, man, I was talking the talk. My mind knew what to do. It knew what the challenges were. I talked with just as much certainty back then, 5 years before I actually achieved those major life-changing things that I was challenged with back then. You know, if you would have heard those recordings, man, I knew what to do. I had the confidence, the certainty. I knew I could quote everything that I need to do, every challenge. I knew my stuff back then. There was just lag time before it actually happened, right? There was that lag time. And so I just thought that was really interesting. So you're learning this stuff. You are becoming that person. You may know what to do. There may be this lag time for all these things that we've talked about before it actually really takes and you actually see it really manifested in actual actions, actual accomplishments. All right? So you knowing what to do, you knowing how to act, you knowing this stuff, just keep on feeding your mind. Keep on learning it, right? Because like I said, I knew the talk. I knew what to do, but there was that lag time before it actually happens. So keep on feeding your mind. Don't give up on this stuff if you don't see the results as quickly as you'd like. It's in there. It's in your mind. And your brain on a subconscious level is looking for the distinctions, the strategies, the best strategies, the best people, you know, the opportunities to come up for you to take advantage of. And it's correcting when you're going off track or encouraging you when you're going on track in ways you just don't realize. All right, just remember that lag time, but keep on pressing. So let's quickly go over what I've talked about so far, my best lessons that I've learned in my life so far. In podcast number 91, lesson number 10 was, you must get in close proximity to the level of success that you really want. And podcast Morning Connection podcast number 92, number 9 was, when you really become the great person you say you are, you will magically start being in the company of other great people just like you. In Morning Connection podcast number 93, number 8 was, take on as much stress as humanly possible, as often as possible, to create the life you really want. In Morning Connection podcast number 94, lesson number 7 was, if people aren't treating you the way you want them to treat you, take a long, hard look at yourself first. In Morning Connection podcast number 95, lesson number 6 was, balance in life can only be determined by you and be measured in longer time periods. Morning Connection podcast number 96, my best lesson number 5. If you aren't getting the results in life that you really want, reconsider how you currently evaluate risk. Morning Connection podcast number 97. Lesson number 4. Real happiness comes from appreciating the awesome person you become while earning and accomplishing the things in life, not the things. And here we are today, Morning Connection, podcast number 98. Life lesson number 3, my best life lesson number 3 is, you don't always have to make other people wrong in order for you to be right. All right? My best lesson number 3, you don't always have to make other people wrong in order for you to be right. So let me explain that. And this is I could talk probably for 20 podcasts on this subject and my lessons and my examples, because I'm going to be honest with you. This is something that, you know, it sounds so easy to understand. All right. And I really believe I put myself into a situation where I really took an aggressive stance. I had a real interest in learning about other people, what makes people tick. And I'm going to talk about, you know, how I developed, you know, this way of looking at people. And this is probably one of those lessons that I'm still learning to this day. I can continue to improve. It took the longest amount of time to really understand this lesson and what I'm sharing with you. So I'm going to stimulate thought today. You know, maybe something that I talk about on my post or my newsletter, but I'm going to start the process, all right, knowing that I've got an ambitious task. I just want to come from an angle. Here we are on Sunday. It's maybe even sound a little bit like church today. And that's going to be an amazing task, being that I'm not necessarily the biggest religious person in the world, right? Right. So, you know, Tony Robbins, who, you know, talk about knowing people, studying people, being passionate about people, working with people, finding all the distinctions since he was a very young man. And he became world known seminars. I mean, look, if you focus on one area, you have that zeal and passion, it's your identity. Jesus, how can you not be awesome at finding the distinctions? And that's your sincere desire to figure it out and help other people. He's a total master at what he does because of that extreme focus and that passion and that desire and that identity that he created for himself at a very young age. That's something that we can really learn about life. If we really want to master something, got to put in our time, find something we love, and just keep on pounding away. You can't help but find the distinctions, all that time you put in. Well, Tony Robbins says the quality of your life will come down to the quality of your relationships. The quality of your life will come down to the quality of your relationships. And and when I talk about relationships, I'm not just talking about your intimate relationships, your husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend. Although, because of the emotional charge, positive or negative, that goes in your expectations, that goes into your intimate relationship, very important part of life for many, many people. And even the people who don't put a priority, there's some type of emotional thing where they push it away, right? So I understand that intimate relationships are probably the first thing that comes to mind for a lot of people. This is also true, though, in your friendships. You know, how you create those relationships. Are people good, bad? Do they let you down? And then what momentum that creates, either positive, the way you look at other people, the way you trust or don't trust other people. And also in your business relationships, you know, your relationships at work, you know those people who, you know, sail up the corporate ladder in their promotions and you think, what the hell, kiss ass or whatever. He's not that talented. He's not that special. How does he get these promotions, right? Or you have the person, no matter what job they're at, they don't get along with their coworkers or the boss and they think everybody's messed up and screwed up, right? You know, well, I don't know where you fit in on that. This lesson that I learned, took me continuing to learn this lesson, this may be helpful, but it's not just your intimate relationships. It's all your relationships. Your quality of life will come down to the quality of those relationships. Let me first tell you, you know, a little bit about me. So why does this muscle guy know so much about people and relationships? Myself, all right, always be involved in sports, passionate about sports. You know, I learned from a very young age that being the best athlete was not just your physical ability. You know, I have so many examples, and I saw, and I would always key in sports, you know, from fourth and fifth grade, that you'd have some guy who had was more mature than all the other boys, right? Had the talent, and he would perform at a certain level with all that talent. And then he'd have some, you know, meek looking, not physically built or even mature at that age kid, but he had this freaking mindset. He was confident. Maybe we saw him as arrogant, or for whatever reason, he thought he was so good, and you know what? He was good because of that. I keyed in on that, so I was always fascinated with the mind and why is he good, and I always kind of saw myself as a very good athlete and a very good player, but I always felt that, man, there's that one mindset thing, Mitch, thing. You know, I always wanted to be the guy who hit the winning shot with no time left on the clock. Or, you know, the clutch player. And I knew, and I did that sometimes, but not as often as I wanted. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it was never my driving force. It was never as good as I want. I knew that the guys who hit those clutch shots, the winning touchdown, you know, the hit, three balls, two strikes in the ninth, I knew it was a mindset. And I was fascinated with that from like fourth, fifth grade, right? And so sports was my passion, and so I was always thinking about that, always noticing the guys who performed the best, their mindsets. You know, I can think of many examples throughout my career. I was always fascinated with talk radio. I don't know why, when I was like 12 years old, you know, when listening to music, I would listen to talk shows. And that really introduced me to a lot of people, a lot of thoughts, crazy thoughts, politics, and all this, that there was a world outside there of people with different thoughts than mine, right? It opened me to that world very early. What was going on? Because, you know, if you stay in your birds of a feather flock together, you stay in your whole group in your own town with your same family, you know, there's not this whole wide range of thoughts because people have this group think that's kind of the same. So I was exposed to a lot of different thinking, you know, very early in my life. Then everything changed at 21 when that coworker dragged me to a Zig Ziglar seminar. And it was about personal development, motivation, peak performance. Man, that's when everything went crazy. And I could not get enough of that. all the different speakers, all the peak performance, leading to, you know, going all over the world for motivational seminars, throughout, before my bodybuilding career, during my bodybuilding career, after my bodybuilding career. I mean, that's what I was going. I was that hunger, that desire, that thirst for that type of knowledge was going on while I was becoming this bodybuilder. Now, you could see it in all my work, how the heavy emphasis, you know, was on motivation, right? Mental toughness. I threw that into every single training strategy, right? And then, but here's the other thing that was going on, right? When I quit my job to go for it, I worked from home, became the bodybuilder, the writer, you know, my radio would be going on all day long. In the morning at 7 o'clock, I'd be listening to whatever stimulating talk radio show would be going on about current events, about all the different thoughts and politics or whatever. So that would be in my mind up until, I don't know, 10 o'clock or so. At noon, Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Now, she's not on the radio. You might do a Google search on Dr. Laura, but it's all about, you know, people, morals, you know, people's life challenges, from very successful people to very people who aren't successful, you know, from people very challenged to the very fortunate, all the human problems. You just learn how people's challenges are all the same. They're just wrapped up differently. And how they respond to them is pretty much in this one kind of group, you know. It's all understandable, especially if you're looking at it from afar. You know, I can answer whatever person called in. I mean, I listened to that show. It had been 15 years. It was something I regularly did for 3 hours a day. You know, when people called in and said what their challenge was, I can answer the question. I could have told you exactly what she said. I had my own opinion about it. I mean, I could be running that talk show. I could run a talk show right now. You could call me with all your challenges. I could tell you, you know, what I think with all that experience. Then from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, I'd listen to this Tom Likas talk radio show. You know, and he's talking about, you know, very intelligent guy, but, you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, he talks about relationships and women and men stuff, but also other things. You know, very intelligent guy talking about business and life opportunities, definitely from a unique angle. And I'm not saying that I agree with everything that he says, but it was definitely stimulating thought. And it was entertaining. I was saying, I was loving all this stuff. This is totally entertaining. You know, then whatever I did, and at 10 o'clock, I'd fall asleep for, and again, all this for years, in between all my writing and working out and all the articles that you wrote, I'd listen to Love Lines with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla talking about, you know, people's, their, you know, it was, the show talked about sex questions, but, you know, sex is just it's just the byproduct of relationships and people's challenges and all these questions and situations they got themselves in. And that was, you know, you had Dr. Drew talking from a very clinical aspect of it. And then you had Adam Carolla, a very smart man in the real world, bringing entertainment to it. Right? I mean, what a great, I was like in heaven, people and all their challenges. It gave me this gigantic base. I mean, I got Dr. Laura's experience. I got Dr. Drew's experience. And I put in my 10,000 hours listening to people's problems, right? So that's a little bit about me. But let me just tell you this. You can know it, but how you apply it to your life is a whole different story sometimes. You know, they say that information can go all around the world in seconds, but getting through that last half inch through into your brain where you understand it and you apply it, now, that's the real challenge, right? I think Zig Ziglar said something like that. And that's what happened for me. And here's the thing. Again, so we're talking about, you know, you don't have to make other people wrong in order for you to be right. See, one thing that I learned, but here was the challenge for me. Then I went into my secluded world of bodybuilding training. I had just access through you guys, the fitness minded through the internet, right? I was so focused and dedicated to become a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. You know, I didn't have all this real life experience. I mean, that's what Man Formation was about when I was done. I threw myself in the world in all these uncomfortable situations and all over the country traveling around, you know, with a motivational speaker, throwing myself in, inundating me, making up for all that time where I was secluded so I could be the very best. So I had all this knowledge in my head about people, but I didn't apply it because I wasn't around people very much. I basically, whoever I was dating at that time, and that's probably the only real, you know, person that I connected with on any basis. And that was very limited because of my focus. And whatever training partner, saw him for an hour or so every single day. That was pretty much it. So I was storing all this knowledge about people, yet I didn't really apply it because I didn't have any practice. You got to understand people and everything. Let me just tell you this. Probably, if I look back on my life, you know how they say no regrets? You know, people don't have no regrets. If there's anything I regret in my life, and I can think of a couple situations, that when I think about how I treated people, some, you know, it's just, you know, a certain couple people, certain situations, how I treated them, it just puts like a rock in my stomach that I wish I had that opportunity back and really see it a lot differently. I don't like the way that I treated certain people, or maybe I didn't actually treat them. The thoughts I was thinking, it was so, it wasn't very empathetic. It wasn't very understanding. Now, you have to understand this. We all have challenges in life. I've shared a lot of my challenges growing up. You have challenges. You know about them. Other people have challenges, right? The thing is, like, people say, oh, don't make excuses of your past or whatever's happened. You know, you have to deal with it today. And, you know, that's very true. But you can't help but things, traumas and situations, you know, if your parents weren't around, if you didn't have love, if you were abused in any way, sexually, physically, you know, your dad left, your dad was absent, you had alcoholism and all the, or drugs or any of that craziness young in your life. You know what? I don't care. You can will yourself into saying it doesn't matter and you should buck up and do it today and put that type of pressure on other people to step up or perform. But you know what? As you know, life is not that easy. People are dealing with things. It's like you get hit in the leg as a metaphor. You get hit in the knee, you break your knee as a young, I don't know, athlete, let's say. You know, you can work on that knee, but it's not going to be fully recovered. And you're going to have a certain limp. You're going to compensate in other ways to have the best performance in life you can. And let me tell you, all of us in some way, shape, or form are broken in some way. We all are. We've been hit in the knee. We've been hit in the heart. We've been hit in the stomach. We've been hit in the emotion, or at least we perceived that as a young kid who didn't know the world. All of us are trying to play that sport with a knee that's been damaged, and we're overcompensating with a limp, right? By a bravado, an ego, by overcompensating with success, with overcompensating with failure, with drugs, with, you know, I don't know, with doing all these podcasts and giving to the world. We're compensating in a positive way. You know, we're acting crazy. Some people acting crazy. That person, they're so crazy. People, they can't get along at work. They can't get along in the relationship after relationship. Man, you have to understand people and the human drama of life, what they're going through. And again, it's like the analogy, they get hit in the knee. They're just doing their best with their perspective to make the best out of life. And now it won't be what you want. Just like you don't want to behave in a manner that other people want, right? And if you have that empathy and understanding, this human drama of life where all these, you know, damaged people just trying to become better and better, you know, look, you're one out of the 10 who would listen to a podcast like this. There's 9 other people out of 10 that are trying to figure out for themselves and they have no clue. You spend this time listening to this type of information. I'm sure you're probably listening to other information if this interests you, if you fascinate you. And you know how challenging the challenge is to get that perspective, get that understanding, become the best that you can be. Just think how hard it is for the other 9 who aren't even as evolved or as determined to right the wrongs in the past, to change the perspectives that aren't serving them. And that's who you're dealing with. So, you know what? If you find that crazy person on the internet who says something so outrageous, you know, making them wrong, okay? That person, that crazy person at work, you know, making them wrong. Man, like I said, if there's anything, that, you know, now that I've not just learned about people, I really put myself to be in the company of a lot of different people. You know, the things that, you know, I wish I could take back isn't, you know, decisions that were in my control, is my lack of empathy. You know, like, you know, judging a person, then I found out later, like, that person may have been sexually abused as a child. And maybe even I knew it, but I didn't know the impact of what it causes on another person. Or if they have alcoholic parents, that stuff screws with your brain. And maybe you know what I'm talking about. I talk about, you know, my daughter in bed and the loving connection that she has between both parents. And I thought me thinking about not having that, how do you think that's affected me? Right, people have their challenges in life, and we're just all doing our best, you know, to try to make wrong or right. And it's not going to make sense to you, just like what you do doesn't make sense to them, right? So it starts off with that empathy and that understanding, right? But I'll tell you something. You're really going to make your life difficult if you spend so much time proving in your own mind, you know, to other people. You spend a lot of energy proving those other people are wrong, where you can just say, hey, just that's right to them. That's not right to you, but that's right to them for whatever reasons. Again, come from that empathy, that understanding they're doing the best. And this is a lesson. People do the best that they can with the resources they have, with the experiences that they have, the insight they have. Give them that benefit of the doubt. Now, it may not measure up to you. You may not want those people in your life. Actually, you probably shouldn't. Right? Don't take on that project, man. You got to work on yourself. You got to find people at your level or above to have the quality of life that you want, right? But you don't have to make them wrong in order for you to be right. It's a lot of wasted energy. Just understand where they're coming from, even though you don't agree. It's been a lot of people. I see a lot of people. I just had one of my phone consultations, you know, and he was talking about, you know, he's in a relationship and, you know, about how much time he should spend working. He's very successful at work and what her opinion was of time. You know, people have different priorities. They value things differently. And relationships are nothing more than agreements. I do this, this, and this. You think that's okay? Oh, yeah, I'll go with that. And the other person says, well, I want to live my life this way, this way, this way. Do you think that's okay? And you either come to an agreement or you don't. It's that simple. You know what? Just because you have these rules, these black and white rules of how people should live, you know what? That does not mean everybody came up with that rule book and they don't know your rule book. They don't give a shit about your rule book. It's not their rule book. How you came up with that rule book on what you should and shouldn't, how you shouldn't live life, what's right and what's wrong based on your experiences, whether they're positive and you really believe them, or sometimes they're in the subconscious things. You're compensating for someone hitting you in the knee. You just don't know it. Well, they're doing the same thing. So they don't know your rule book, right? They don't put as much, they may know your rule, but they don't put the same emphasis on it. You put a 10, this must be done. You must be on time. That shows your lack of respect. You don't have dignity. You don't respect yourself. You know, being on time might be a 10 for you in importance. You know, that's not how they grew up. It wasn't that they loved each other and it didn't matter. And so, you know, being on time, you should do it, but it's a 5. If you make them so wrong for putting the emphasis on being on time, they're not making it a 10 and it drives you crazy, right? And I'm just using that something simple. I'm on time. I can extrapolate that to a million things. You're going to drive yourself crazy because you don't understand that your rule book was developed by your life experience and the way you put things and its importance. It's just not as important to them. And relationships are agreement. You need to work these things out and they either agree or they don't agree. And if they don't, you need to move on. You need to find people in intimate relationships. You need to find, you know, people in business who you can come to the agreement, but you're not going to come to the agreement if you assume they should think like you, that the way you think is right and the way that they think is wrong. You can't come from that place or you'll never come to the agreement. You can't also assume that they think the way that you do. It has to be negotiated, right? And here's the other thing. This is why I said I could talk about this for probably 10 podcasts. is relationships change. The agreements change. They may get themselves in a situation where, you know, you might say, yeah, being on time isn't that important or whatever, right? Don't take that example literally, because again, if you're going right now, whoa, yeah, you're right about that being late. Well, don't, I will never accept the fact that people are late. So that's a bad example, Skip. Yeah, you really need to hear this, right? If you're saying, whoa, that late thing, that's your rule, that for whatever reasons life, it meant so much to you. Maybe the past boyfriend, maybe your dad, maybe they emphasized in a positive way. Maybe your parents never showed up on time and it made you feel bad. I don't know why, but you put it as a 10. Other people don't put it as high, right? It's just going to drive you crazy if you don't have that understanding that doesn't make them a bad person, that they don't put the same value or don't think the same way. You just talk about it. You negotiate it. You tell them how important it is. If they don't put the importance, you find people, you have to find what's important to you, what's not negotiable, whatever. But here's the thing. It can change. They may say, you know what, this being on time thing, I still, you know, I knew it was important to you, but I don't want that kind of pressure. Again, this is an example. It could be other things, right, about how to treat people. They might say, I want to renegotiate that. I remember I had this one buddy when I was growing up, and his parents got divorced after 25 years, and she was a housewife for all those years. And when the kids were in high school, whatever, the mom wanted a job. She wanted to work. And the dad was old school Catholic, would visit the Pope, had pictures of the Pope. He wasn't having anything to do with that. He got divorced over that with three kids. All right? Because she was wrong. That wasn't the agreement for 25 years. She was renegotiating the agreement based on, you know, she wanted to change the agreement. Again, right or wrong, hell, you're divorced. Here was this older man with his three kids living in this apartment. The Oak Book apartments down the street. Well, he was right. He was right. She was wrong. That was the agreement. It shouldn't change even 25 years later. You see what I'm talking about? You hold on to your beliefs of right and wrong. You make other people right and wrong. Man, you're going to have a real challenge in all your relationships. You know, I think one of the things that, you know, really made me think, I had this one girlfriend one time, very intelligent, smart, successful girlfriend, right? And then there was peanut butter in her cupboard, right? And so when I was over there and just want a quick snack in between whatever, I would just take a spoonful of peanut butter, right? And so there was a jar of peanut butter, brand new one. I opened it up and I remember I was about ready to get a spoonful. And she was like in the living room, you know, 20 feet away or something, and said, oh, and I can read her body language. It was pretty intuitive. I knew I was doing something. What? Knew I was doing something wrong. And her rule book, right? I could tell I was not, I was doing something wrong in her rule book. And then she said, you know what? I like to get the first scoop of peanut butter out of the jar. And I go, okay, yeah, all right. You know, I didn't have a real big deal with that, you know? Interesting. Yeah, that's not a, you know, that's one of the easiest things in life to adhere to. I go, okay, or whatever. Well, then I remember, you know, later on, there was just a little bit left in the jar. I mean, this is days later or weeks later, right? And I remember, same scenario. And I stuck my spoon in. I'm going, what? I'm thinking to myself, scanning what could be wrong. I'm looking at the peanut butter. This jar has been open for a long time. Oh, well, I don't like when you take the last of the peanut butter, right? I go, okay, you know, I understand. Okay, likes the first clean scoop of peanut butter. Doesn't want me to take the rest of her peanut butter. I mean, we're not talking about anything outrageous rules here. Not really tough to live by. Again, people, I'm just using this as an example. Life gets a lot more complex than peanut butter jars, right? Anyway, This is not a made up story, because you can't make up stories that are this impactful. Great podcast material, great life lesson material, right? This really happened. And so then, I don't know if it was weeks later, whatever, is that, you know, what I think, you know, I don't know, more peanut butter, whatever, but I go to her cupboard, again, weeks later, and there was a brand new jar of peanut butter, and there was one jar that had one spoonful left, right? And so I said, hey, I'm going to go in your kitchen, get some peanut butter or whatever, and I walked there. And I was standing in front of the cupboard, just like perplexed. And I just kind of went, and I laughed. She goes, well, what are you laughing about? And I jokingly said, I don't know what to do. There's one brand new, I wanted to get some peanut butter, but there's one jar that hasn't been opened yet. And one only has one scoop left. And you don't like it when I take the first scoop, and you don't like it when I take the last scoop. So I guess I can't have any peanut butter, right? And don't laugh. Again, thing is, people have these crazy rules that make sense to them that they don't think about. Here's the kicker. You have crazy rules. If this happens, this happens, this happens. You have crazy rules that people can't understand about you. They didn't grow up with all these beliefs that you have, all the good things, all the bad things, all the traumas, right? And I tell you, I see it all the time. The more you make other people wrong, man, it makes what they do, what they think, the tougher it's going to be. Because I'm telling you this. I talk about my stories, how I spent all this time getting in the company of mentors and business and whatever. You know, and there'd always be something by my rules that I don't care if they had 9 rules that were exactly awesome or I had no opinion on. Hey, I'm just this sponge. I'm just this sponge soaking up information. There's always going to be this one rule, this one belief that you have that is not going to match up to theirs. You're not going to go through life with anybody that the way you grew up, the way you thought, what you think is black and you think is white and what you think is wrong, you know, it's not going to match up perfectly. If you are so set in your wrongs and you don't have this empathy and understanding that I'm talking about, man, everybody is going to step into your sand trap. Everybody is going to come to a point with you where they don't know what the hell you want from them. And they're going to be, the more and more of this, you're frustrated. Everybody's going to come to a point where with you, there's 2 jars of peanut butter, a full one and one with one scoop, and they don't know what the hell to do in that situation because of these crazy rules that you have. And as you probably know, there are people out there who drive you crazy that same way because you feel, I don't know what to do. It's impossible to make this person happy. All right? Now, let me just tell you this. I understand. From your point of view, we got to make sense of this world. I see this in bodybuilding training all the time. You know, people can't do a strategy unless they feel black or white, right or wrong. There's nothing in between. People, life is in the gray. The people who can interpret the gray and can fluently and confidently work through the gray without their mind exploding, mind blown, right, wrong, he's wrong, who the hell is he? The people who can work in the gray are the most successful people in life. Right? The more you make things black or white, the more people who, you know, they're gonna fall. You're going to be on to the next relationship. The next relationship, you're going to be beating them up. All right, you're going to be totally unhappy. They're never going to meet your needs. And you're going to find people who are like that. Anyway, this could easily be number one because relationships in your life are that important. This lesson could easily be number one, but I put it as lesson number 3. And again, I could talk for probably 10 podcasts just, you know, on this particular topic. Definitely starting the thought process for you. Think of the examples on, you know, how this can apply to your life, right? So that's going to do it for lesson number 3 here in Morning Connection podcast number 98. You don't always have to make other people wrong in order for you to be right. Hey, quickly, let's go through a morning discipline, right? What was that thing yesterday that even impressed you? Boom, boom, boom. You should know this right now. You should already know this before you click the link to listen to this podcast. What was that cool moment for you yesterday? I think the cool moment for me, again, that always comes down to my little girl these days, is took this little picture. I posted on my regular page because I'm really kind of, I know I'm overdoing it with these pictures here now. Even I realize it now. You know what I mean? This little look she had, man. Anyway. And then, what's that thing in life that you really, really want? Take 3 seconds to visualize. By this time now, you should be able to see it more clearly, feel it in your body. All right, 3 seconds starting now. All right. So that concludes this Morning Connection podcast. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.